And that's where we'll say goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Tuesday, the 4th of February, the birthday of the comedian Dara O'Brien, born on this date in 1972 in Bray, not far from Dublin, where the sun will rise today a little after 8 a.m. and set at 5:15. The shipping bulletin isn't too far off. Then at 5:30, the latest news, sport and business. First, though, a few words about a series in which fascinating figures reflect on their past.
What advice would you give your younger self? That's the question I pose each week.
I'd tell my younger self who's going to win the FA Cup or the Grand National.
Pete Doherty was warm and thoughtful.
So we throw ourselves into music, into theatre, anything that utilises creative energies.
Chiwetel Ejiofor was, well, very impressive.
I went up to Steven Spielberg, I remember, and started sort of talking about how I thought the scene might go.
Young Again, with me, Kirsty Young. Catch the conversation so far on BBC Sounds. And we conclude on Radio 4 this morning at 9.
And now it's a very good morning to Helen Willits.
Tom, thank you very much indeed. Good morning. Yes, it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 4th of February, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Tyne, Dogger, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic high 1030, expected near West Fitzroy 1037 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira. Southerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northerly veering southwesterly 5 to 7, rain, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty 4th, south 5 to 7, veering west or southwest later, perhaps increasing gale 8 for a time in 40s and 4th, rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Tyne and Dogger, rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Portsmouth, Portland and Plymouth, veering west, then northwest 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good. Biscay, mainly southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the northwest, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later, then mainly northeasterly later, rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north, but northeasterly 4 or 5 in south, rain, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea and Shannon later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming west or southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Rockall and Bailey. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at times later, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 4th of February 2025. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Stornoway. Northwest by west 2, slight rain, 5 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Lerwick. South by west 3, mist, 3 miles, 1001, falling. Lucas, southwest 5, slight rain, 19 miles, 1007, falling. Bridlington, southwest by south 4, 1016, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, south southwest 5, 11 miles, 1024. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 11 miles, 1024. Jersey, south by east 4, 15 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, south 6, 5 miles, 1022. Scilly automatic, south southwest 7, 5 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, south by east 2, slight showers, 7 miles, 1008, now falling. Ronald's Way, south 7, mist, 3 miles, 1010, falling slowly. And Malinhead, south-southwest 4, slight drizzle, 5 miles, 1003, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 4th of February 2025. The general situation. A strong southerly or southwesterly flow with rain followed by showers will affect the coastal waters during Tuesday. A ridge of high pressure will build into Wednesday, bringing a good deal of fair weather and lighter winds in most places. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly, then northwesterly 3 to 5, backing westerly 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, then squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 for a time later. Rain, then squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southerly veering southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, later, rain then squally showers until later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later in the north, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly later, occasionally 3 later, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsiebille, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later, fair, rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsiebille to Lyme Regis, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering westerly 3 or 4 later, fair, rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering westerly 4 to 6, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later, rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in the west, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, then westerly 4 or 5 later, rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to Mull of Galloway, southerly veering southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering westerly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain then squally showers until later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southerly 7 or gale 8, veering westerly south to southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 westerly 4 or 5 later, rain at first, then fair, moderate or poor, becoming good. Lochford to Carlingford Lock, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at times later in the south, until later in the south rather, veering westerly for a time, occasionally 3 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at first in south, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, then squally showers until later, good, occasionally poor. Mullav Kintyre to Ardmuchan Point, southwesterly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardmuchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tom.
Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 4th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. President Trump has suspended his threat to impose tariffs on Canada after a similar last-minute deal with Mexico. The White House has imposed additional import taxes on China. In business, Asian markets respond positively to the decision to delay some tariffs. And in sport, Manchester City's spending spree continues as they try to save their season. President Trump has suspended his threatened 25% tariffs on Canada for 30 days. The import taxes were meant to come into force today, but they were put on hold after last-minute talks with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who agreed to reinforce the border to clamp down on migration and the drug fentanyl. Mr. Trump's change of heart comes after a similar 11th-hour deal with Mexico. Additional US tariffs of 10% have been imposed on China. Andrew Fury is the premier of the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Well, I think the country is breathing a collective sigh of relief, given the reprieve. Make no mistake, we're left as Canadians feeling a bit confused by this attack from our closest friend, our largest trading partner, our ally, family even. So it causes some internal questioning amongst Canadians about what the motives are for this.
In the past few minutes, China has just announced it will impose a 15% tariff on imports of coal and liquefied natural gas on the US. It also says it'll launch an inquiry into whether the American firm Google has violated anti-monopoly laws. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the US for talks this evening with President Trump at the White House about the next stage of the ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza. Mr. Netanyahu is the first foreign leader to visit Washington since the presidential election. Our correspondent Joe Inwood is in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to be trying to influence the thinking of the new man in the White House. We've heard lots of talk from the hostage families here, most recently the wife of Keith Siegel, the American hostage who was released a few days ago, thanking President Trump and emphasizing the importance of keeping the ceasefire going, of getting the rest of the hostages out. But of course, it is Mr. Netanyahu who is going to have the face-to-face meeting with him.
Nearly